I'm with my wingman, Dakota. We are driving through Colorado Springs. Oh, we kind of live here, but... We are going right now to shoot our weapons. Dakota got a new pistol from his grandfather last week, and I got my old 9mm. So we're going to go fire our weapons. And I thought we got a 10-15 minute drive here, so that I thought we would use this to share some thoughts of mine on getting your phone to ring and on partnerships, because these are common issues, things like that, that I hear literally almost on a daily basis, okay? I don't know if I can use literally and almost in the same sentence, but it didn't feel right. But anyway, so getting the phone to ring. Right now, as predicted and as I freaking predict every year, I tell you that you all are going to start reaching out to me going, oh my God, my phone's not ringing. I don't have any work. It's mostly you smaller guys who can't get it out of your head that you're no longer a craftsman. You're not allowed to be a freaking craftsman anymore when you start your business. Doesn't mean you can't do craftsman work. Doesn't mean that you can't do a beautiful job building or fixing or painting or whatever the heck you're doing. But your number one priority has to be being a business guy. And business guys get leads and sell and manage the money and all that other stuff in the business. Your second, third, or fourth role in the business is going to be being a craftsman. And the reason that your phone ain't ringing right now, smaller contractor, is because you've been dicking around all year doing craftsman stuff, and the work has been busy. Like I say this every year, you're going to be busy, then you're going to not market, you're not going to build relationships, you're not going to update your CRM, you're not going to track your leads, you're not going to track your sales, you're not going to invest money in a kick-ass website or whatever. You're going to go ahead and you're going to buy the stupid tool that you don't really need. Okay. You're going to drop 60 grand on a freaking truck with the big ass automatic mirrors, but you're not going to put money into your website, and a CRM and all those other things that we've talked about a million times. So listen, you're getting what you've planted, right? You reap what you sow. So if you're having a hard time paying your bills and eating and all that stuff, if you're a smaller contractor, if you're still in this cycle, oh, it's another year where I'm going to be going into winter here and I don't know where my next job's going to come from and I'm not going to eat, it's your own damn fault, home dog. I love you, but holy crap, get your head out of your ass. Either go back to work for somebody or do it right. It's too stressful to own a business. Because you're not making the money on an annual basis that you think you are if you're not busy the whole year. Does that make sense? Okay. Most of you could literally go work for somebody, make $40,000, $45,000, $55,000 a year, never have to do an estimate, never have to try to close a deal, never have to job cost, never have to fart around with the admin stuff of the business, and you'd make more money than you're making right now. Because you won't do it right. You're not taking this building a business thing seriously. Like, you think it's a cool idea, but you're not committed to it. All right? So if you just think being your own boss is a cool idea, then go work somewhere else. In fact, in our Contractor Sales Academy, for fun every now and then, we go, hey, the average Home Depot assistant manager makes like 80 grand a year. Why don't you go do that? Or what we just found out the other day, one of my guys in the Contractor Sales Academy pointed out, the average store manager for an In-N-Out burger makes like 140 grand, guys. Okay? Why the hell are you doing this to yourself, man? So if you're just interested and like, hey, it's cool to be my own boss, man, it's like putting your balls in a vise and tightening the thing every year. Okay? That's never a good idea to put your huevos rancheros in a vise or whatever the Spanish is for nuts. Okay? So... But if you're committed, then you've only had 1 year of going through what you're going through right now. Meaning, if you're really committed, you're like, I ain't doing this again. I'm going to get my head out of my ass and be a business guy. Okay, so that's why your phone ain't ringing. That's why you don't have any money in the bank. Okay, not saying anything bad about the quality of your work. You're probably even selling your work. If you've been watching this channel for any time, you're probably selling your work higher than you were before, so that's probably good. The problem is you're not seriously committed to the role that you now have. All right. Those are my thoughts on that. So get your head out of your ass and either be committed or go get a job. Go work for somebody else. Seriously. It's okay. It is okay. And if you've been in business, let me say this as well. If you've been in the contracting business, I don't care if you're a handyman, a painter, a home builder, whatever. If you've been in like 5, 6, 8, 10 years, which I know a lot of you have, and you're still at like 200 grand, 300 grand, 500 grand a year, you're not cut out for this. So go work for somebody else. Okay. By the third year, you should be at a $500,000 to 750, depending on your industry. Okay. There's no reason you couldn't be a $1 million business in 3 years if you were committed. So, but if you're just new to this, a couple years into it, and you're getting your head out of your ass, good for you. But if you're a long timer in this business, you've been around a while, and you know all that other crap, and you're still at a couple hundred grand a year, then you are wasting your damn time, okay? And you do not have a future as a business owner. You need to quit. Please quit. Hang it up. Give it up. Go work for somebody else, because you'll be a lot happier and you'll make a lot more money. All right? Your spouse will thank me for that advice. That's free. Not even going to charge you for that.
Hey, I'm Tom Reaver. Welcome to the Fight Night page. Listen, the contractor fight was started with the idea that we needed to bring respect back to the trades. And having that respect starts with having respect for ourselves as contractors. That's why we own our crap here and we deal with the things that we have control over so that we can ultimately be respect worthy. Now, Fight Night is one of those tools for you that we have a monthly online live training to help you grow in every area of your business so that you can increase your skills in your finances, in your marketing, your sales, your leadership, and on and on and on. So I want to invite you to hit the link below, sign up for the next Fight Night. Okay, you won't be disappointed. We literally have hundreds of contractors from all around the world that are joining us every month in order to learn how to bring more respect back to themselves and to the trades as a whole. All right, so listen, finally, we do not sell these replay links separately, okay? They're not gonna be for sale. A lot of people ask me that question. So the only way to get a replay link, which is yours forever, is to sign up below when we announce each and every Fight Night every month. So appreciate you taking the time to be here. Look forward to seeing you on our next Fight Night, and talk to you soon.
All right, so last thing, partnerships. Good Lord, people, stop trying to take on a partner. Y'all try to take on a partner when your business is shitty. And what I see is one shitty guy and another shitty guy going, hey, let's get together, be partners, and help each other grow our business. And I'm like, at what point does a pile of shit and a second pile of shit equal a good thing? Never. Okay? Never. The only way you should be partnering with somebody, in my opinion, is if you are both successful. Every partnership I've had, I've gone into it where we are both successful. Both sides, all the sides. I'm in a triple partnership now. And we're all successful. And we're all bringing unique strengths to the right relationship. Okay? Like, my very first partnership, he was kick-ass on operations and profitability, and never in 15 years did he lose money on one project. Who can say that, right? Me, on the other hand, I couldn't manage a project to save my life back then, but I could sell my ass off and get leads and, market the business. And we're like, dang. And we weren't friends, by the way. We met in line at the paint store, mixing paint one day, saw him a couple of weeks later or a day later. We ended up, hey, let's grab some lunch. We're grabbing lunch. And we just kind of hit it off. So we weren't like two buddies going, hey, man, let's start a business and we're going to make a lot of money. Okay? A lot of you are going about this partner thing wrong. And also a lot of you are bringing on a partner to do shit that you can outsource. You're giving away all this equity in your company when you could just simply outsource some of these things. Okay? Like the marketing and the admin stuff and all that other garbage. Guys, it's hard enough. Okay? Let's go here for a minute. I'm almost done. If you're a $1 million company with a partner, let's say you're the average painting company, you do you do 45-50% gross profit, you're $1 million. So you're 450 to 500 grand a year. You're marketing your tail off. You got an office manager. You got some overhead that's, you know, 300 grand a year. You know, you figure when all in, okay, without your salaries, by the way, okay. I mean, guys, if you have a partner in a $1 million company in the painting industry, it's going to be really hard for you to ever get much more than $100,000 a year in your own pocket. And some of you might be going, man, I'd give anything to have 100 grand. But you know what? Depending on where you live, that ain't shit. Okay? It's a lot of money. And sure, you might be able to pay your bills, but don't start a business. Don't stay in business just to pay your bills. You got to win and win big, man. Let's score touchdowns, not kick field goals if we're going to own a business. Let's get in the end zone. All right, so I want a business and I can make $250 a year from. If I ain't making $250 a year, I'm not interested in it anymore. It's just not worth it. Because by the time I pay for my life, how am I going to pay for to help my kids out when they get married? Or the one holding the camera right now, he's thinking about going to flight school and being a pilot and being his own private airline someday and things like that. How am I going to help support him if I'm just able to pay bills? Okay? You can just pay your bills by working for somebody else, back to my original rant earlier, which I will not repeat for the sake of you. Guys, you don't need a partner. You especially don't need a partner if you're running a shitty business. Now, you have a really successful business, and I have a really successful business, and we can complement each other, and immediately overnight, we can grow bigger, we can grow more profitable, we can each work less and have a better life because of that unity of the partnership, then it's a conversation to have, all right? So anyway, listen, when I tell you to not be in business anymore for yourself, it's because I give a crap about you guys. Because I've lived it, I've seen it, I see it all the time. It is too stressful. There's too much liability. There's too much risk in running a business. There's too much mental and emotional stress and stress on your relationships and families and your health and all these things, that if you're not going to be committed to being a business owner, the best thing for you is to quit and do it yesterday. Okay? Sell everything you have. Who cares how much money you lose? Get the hell out of this thing and move on. That's going to be the better of the two evils. Like, if you got to just fold your business down and you lost 20 grand or 50 grand, that's better, in my opinion, than you hanging on with your fingernails, hoping it's going to get better, because it ain't going to get better if you ain't committed. All right, so we'll see you guys soon. Don't forget, go to thecontractorfight.com, if you want to learn more about getting your head out of your ass and running a better business. I made Dakota laugh. Anyway, contractorfight.com. Appreciate you being here. Bye.